Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ryanair is licensed to welcome you to Porto. Local time is now 11:55. Please remain seated with your seatbelt securely fastened until the aircraft has come to complete stop. Fasten seatbelt sign has been switched off and the main door in the front of the cabin has been opened for you.
So Uzi is having his first pastel de nata. Mm-hmm. Brief review?
I'd say a 7 out of 10.
7? Right, mine's coming in a minute. It better be 7.
Right, okay. It's good, but it's just.
What would it go?
There's just some things that are like a 10. I can't say 10 because a 10 is like you fall behind. But I think a 7 is good. It's decent. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if I have this during the game, it'll be a 10 out of 10.
Okay. Right. I'll put it to the test.
I had an interesting chat to Ricardo from the Portuguese football and fashion magazine Contra Cultura, who was sat next to me on, among other things, how the game was about more than just the result on the night.
So we're having a bit of lunch at the brilliantly named Brasao restaurant. I know, you couldn't make it up, could you? And there's a lovely mix of locals, FC Porto fans already in shirts, etc., etc., and quite a lot of Inter fans. We saw quite a lot of Inter fans as well on the flight across from London. Lots of joshing, a mild enjoyment between those fans before it really starts to ramp up a little bit later. And of course, it's such a huge game because not just because it's last 16 in the Champions League, etc., etc., but a lot on it for both teams. Inter, who we know are so used to finding new and exciting ways to shoot themselves in the foot in a Champions League context ever since last winning it in 2010. And then you've got Porto, who have an incredible history in this competition, but it's clear that Portuguese teams are playing with vastly reduced means compared to the biggest teams of Europe now. And what they could do is create a little bit of history tonight, because if they were to get themselves through this, of course, Benfica got through against Club Brugge last week. Shout out Scotty P, we miss you already. And that would mean that if Porto got through, it would be the first time in the history of the Champions League that two Portuguese teams got into the quarterfinals, which would be an incredible achievement when you bear in mind exactly how little they're playing with. I know Sergio Conceição wanted money to spend in the January transfer window, didn't get it, a few injuries tonight. So that would again underline the fact that, well, you guys who listen to OTC know exactly how much I love Sergio Conceição. He's a brilliant coach, and it would just underline that again if they got through tonight. But come on, lunch first, right? So we're down by the River Douro here, where lots of Inter fans are gathered by the river facing Vila Nova de Gaia, where all the port lodges are. Yes, that's where André Villas-Boas's grandma had her place, I think. She's from the Northwest, which is why he speaks such good English. She's from Stockport, I think. But anyway, don't let me get myself into an AVB corner or I'll never get out of it. We've got Inter fans from the Curva Nord on the bridge with a banner and some flares as well already. And they're making the most of the sun because, like us, they're from somewhere pretty cold at the moment. So 15, 16 degrees really does the job. So while we're in this massive queue waiting to get into the dugout, just having a bit of a look at the team news and absolute heartbreak. No Pepe. Pepe, but not Pepe. They are two different people. There was going to be the prospect of them lining up together with Pepe, young and small, and Pepe, old and big, and, well, you know him, of course, being lined up next together. But Pepe, the old guy, the 40-year-old, is unfortunately not here, which is breaking my little heart, because I really wanted to see him and Edin Dzeko have a good old-fashioned grapple.
Later, I found out that despite waiting for around 40 minutes, we were among the lucky ones, with the queues so bad in some places around the dugout that some valid ticket holders from Italy didn't get into the game at all.
Fog over, which has Champions League written all over it, obviously. And also, the Inter fans are in the upper deck above us. There's a very old-fashioned net right in front of them to stop them chucking stuff, presumably, to the lower level. Still getting over the absence of Pepe, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. But there's barely a spare seat here. Properly revved up. And Sergio Conceição, he's already there, looking feisty in his navy blue get-up and white trainers, as he always wears. This is his wheelhouse, because it's Italian opposition. Now, he always says it's not a big deal to play Italian opposition, but he really bloody is, because of his history playing football over there. For Inter, for Lazio. I can really imagine him managing either club, actually. And also because he's got an incredible record in Europe against Italian teams. Four games for Porto against Italian teams at the Dragao, won all of them. against Lazio, Roma. Ooh, close. Absolute shit-pinger there from Grealish. Just wide on the post. I think he must have taken a little flick because Onana didn't get anywhere near it. And Porto have corner.
Early doors.
Inter. Jekyll.
Oh.
For a minute it looked as if Diogo Costa would dive past it, but he actually made a pretty good save in the end. Almost caught out there, Porto. They've started to take the game to Inter more and more in the last couple of minutes, and then went and left the back door open. Just saying, Ricardo, you think they're missing Otavio. It's not just Otavio, it's João Mário, isn't it? That right hand side for Porto is a little bit weak, and if you're DeMarco, I think you're looking at that, aren't you?
And you can tell, like, a lot of Inter chances were from the Porto's right side.
Yeah, yeah.
Evan Nilsson is losing a lot of balls in attacking positions and putting Porto in a very dangerous spot, I think.
Yeah. You were saying to me before how important this is, not just for Porto, but for Portuguese football, because if Porto don't go through, it makes it quite hard for Portugal to maintain a third Champions League place.
No, absolutely. Basically, Porto needs to win, Sporting needs to win, because Portuguese teams in Europa League and Conference League, they underperformed this year, and it can affect us a lot.
So it's the introduction of the Conference League that's made a big difference, really.
Absolutely, because now, whereas you have, like, usually not top contenders from Champions League or Europa League falling through, but clearly at a higher level, so it creates an imbalance, because when you see Portuguese teams getting there, I don't think they are up to the challenge yet, and it's obviously a problem in the Portuguese league, absolutely, because you have, like, but even Braga, which is a quite experienced team with reasonable European success.
Close.
With reasonable European success, even an Europa League final, and they won the Intertoto once. So even them, they didn't perform as expected. So now Portugal is dependent on Benfica, Porto, and Sporting to grab those points.
Yeah, I mean, what difference it could have made if Sporting had gone through on match day 6 in the Champions League. I mean, they should have come through that group, really, couldn't they? And they lost it, really, in the last half hour against Eintracht Frankfurt.
Absolutely. But at the end of the day, I don't think Sporting would be ready for the next stage of the Champions League.
Probably not.
Yeah, whereas in the Europa League, and you can see this with their match against Arsenal, they can go really far. Who knows, they can even win the Europa League, because at the end of the day, it's their focus now.
Yeah. So, well, it's hard for them to make top three, isn't it? I mean, I guess it's funny, because think of them, and that they were so compromised Sporting by losing Matheus Nunes and losing João Palhinha at the start of the season.
Yeah.
Now, if you look back to the January transfer window, Porto and Sergio Conceição didn't really get anyone. No, they could have done with reinforcement, especially with how well Benfica started the season. Isn't it amazing the job that Sergio Conceição keeps doing and keeps doing and keeps doing with not much money here? Because you were saying earlier, and I totally agree, that they're aggressive, they've got identity.
Yep.
When they play in a Champions League, they're always competitive in Champions League, Porto.
Yeah, regardless of how they perform in the league, it's insane. And Sergio Conceição is clearly one of the top managers in Portugal. In Portugal, yeah. Or in this case, Portuguese managers. Like, what he has achieved in Porto with, with underperforming teams. Like, this is not the Porto that Mourinho had. Well, the Porto Mourinho had, he created it. But this is not the Porto, for example, that Villas-Boas had.
None of these players are going to turn into Maniche or Castillo, are they?
Very few. Maybe Taremi. Taremi, Pepe.
It's not the same level of play. You're right.
Yeah, I don't think it's
not even the same level of player as Josualdo Ferreira had or André Villas-Boas, is it?
No, yeah, Andrés Villas-Boas had an amazing team, huh?
Yeah.
Hulk, Lucho, that was a Falcão, yeah, that was crazy. But yeah, he's doing so well, and I think that I would have loved to see Sérgio Conceição running the Portuguese national team, for instance.
Yeah, that'd be something.
Yeah, that would be something, because although he has this aggressive identity, he understands offensive football, and Porto has some really good transitions. So I think he would be quite suited to play to run the national team.
Eventually, an Italian club is going to have to sign him because he keeps beating them in Europe. So they have to stop him doing that.
Yeah, and he has a very good connection with Italy as well.
Yeah, for sure. Here we go. Oh, that was a great chance. So, break down the right-hand side. To Raimi, brought it onto his right foot. He looked like he had a good angle to bend it in. Well wide in the end. I do wonder, Inter are taking very, very short goal kicks where Onana has got Bastoni on one side and Acerbi on the other, and they're just standing on the edge of the 6-yard box to take the kicks. Porto have to press them at some point, especially as they like to be so aggressive. Coax a mistake out of them. Grinch dribbling it in the box, but great play from Pepe. Here we go. Evan Nielsen blocked off by DeMarco, and finally Porto moving the ball at pace, and what a difference it makes. Listen to this. Time and Lautaro got absolutely wiped out by a challenge there, which the referee didn't give. Lautaro is still on the floor. Loss of Inter players, and Simone Inzaghi complaining more to take his players away, actually. The Porto ended the first half on a bit of a high.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
So, hour gone, still 0-0. Thinking some Porto subs have to be on the way. Started with a lot of intent for this second half, but just lacking that little bit of craft. And Inter looked really settled and stable at the back, which, well, it's not something you habitually associate with them. Although, here we go, a bit of Galeno maybe. Another corner. Grealish revving up the crowd. Inter with a couple on the floor. Including Damian with cramp. Possibly trying to run the clock a touch. You be the judge. The Inter fans you can hear at the top of the stand feeling that not quite home and dry, but they have this under control. Porto loads of willing, bit short of ideas. Still not over for Porto. Seven minutes of stoppage time. Seven. A minor lifeline. First times have really inconvenienced the Nana. That's a sprawl to save that one. Still pushing. Stoppage time almost up. Inter running the clock in the far corner. Seem to have got over the hump after that scare.
the ball right in the place where they want it. Over. We talked about two Portuguese clubs in the quarterfinals. In fact, there's two Milan clubs in the quarters, and the Inter really celebrating. Furthest they've got in the competition since winning it in 2010. Lautaro leading the celebrations. Interesting scenes as they do celebrate, because quite a few Inter fans, there were a ton of them, absolutely tons of them, by the water today. And some of them were tickets in the Porto bit. And Porto doing what Portuguese clubs do and turning their music up to spoil the moment. Or at least try to.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.